Unprepared to engage Mormon missionaries when they knock on your door? Perhaps the book Mormonism 101 will help. Mormonism 101, published by Baker Book. Available at your favorite Christian bookstore. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, we hope you enjoy this repeat broadcast.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, this week we continue our look at a book written by Charles R. Harrell. He's a BYU professor, titled This Is My Doctrine, The Development of Mormon Theology. It was published by Greg Crawford Books and came out in 2011. The reason that we're looking at this book is that sometimes we find that Mr. Harrell does in fact disagree with some of the interpretations that Mormon leaders have given us regarding certain Bible passages. It's easy for a Mormon leader to tear a verse from its context and give it an interpretation according to the individual's presupposition, rather than allowing the verse to speak for itself from its own historical context, in which we would say would give you a better understanding of what the author was intending. Because that's what taking out of context means. You are lifting a certain phrase or sentence or paragraph from its intended meaning by the author and giving it your own personal interpretation. And in the case of many Latter-day Saints, they're giving it an interpretation that they feel agrees with statements that Mormon leaders have made, instead of looking properly at what the author really intended. And so today we're going to look at a statement that was made by President Russell M. Nelson. At the time he makes this statement, he is the president of the Quorum of the Twelve. It's an article that appeared in the Deseret News newspaper on September 21st, 2017.
It says, the Holy Bible and the Book of Mormon are companion scriptures that teach of Christ and testify of each other. President Russell M. Nelson, president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, taught young adults during an institute devotional on September 17. Speaking to a near-capacity crowd in the D. Glenn Smith Spectrum Arena on the Utah State University campus in Logan, Utah, President Nelson invited listeners to, quote-unquote, work on a project with him. Would you like to know what I am working on now? He asked. Months ago, I read all the scriptures listed under the title of Jesus Christ in the topical guide. I invited young adults to do the same. Many have accepted that invitation. It changed my life. Now, the senior church leader said he is rereading the Bible. This time, he said, he is seeking to learn how the inspired and holy ancient record predicted the coming of the Book of Mormon. Quote, I want to know its prophecies about the gathering of Israel. I want to find its prophecies about the restoration of the gospel in its fullness in these latter days, end quote. Recognizing it is an unfinished project, President Nelson invited listeners to begin their study by participating with him. Sharing an experience he had with a Protestant minister, President Nelson spoke of his answer to the minister's question if he believes in the Bible, every word of it. I think he expected me to say, yes, as far as it is translated correctly, he said. But I did not. I said, yes, especially Isaiah 29 and Ezekiel 37. President Nelson invited listeners to begin with him in those particular chapters because they each foretell the coming forth of the Book of Mormon.
Now, first of all, when I first read this, I was kind of excited that President Nelson would encourage his listeners to read the Bible. We know of numerous examples of individuals who have taken the time to read the Bible, and because of reading the Bible, especially the New Testament, they have come to find out that what they believed as a Latter-day Saint didn't always concur with the words in the Old Testament or the New Testament. In fact, we've even heard of testimonies of individuals reading the Gospels and recognizing that the Jesus of the Gospels was not the Jesus that they had come to believe in as Latter-day Saints. So for Russell M. Nelson to encourage people to read the Bible, I say, hey, that's great. I'm all for that. But notice what he's doing here. He's not really reading the Bible to find out what it actually says. He's reading it looking for proof texts in order to support what he already believes, which can be a very dangerous way of doing Bible study, wouldn't you admit? Because don't a lot of false religions do exactly that? They lift verses from their context in order to support the ideas that they already hold.
And we don't know who this Protestant minister was, but I think what you're saying, Bill, is probably what this Protestant minister was trying to get at. Do you believe in the Bible, every word of it? What does that minister mean? In the inerrant scriptures, do you accept them as they are? And notice how he has to answer. Well, of course I do, especially Isaiah 29 and Ezekiel 37. And as we're going to be talking about, those are references to what the Mormons think is support as prediction for the Book of Mormon. So already he's having to go to the Book of Mormon card, and he's not able to answer, honestly, this minister's question.
Well, let me ask you this question, Eric. When you and I sit down to do some serious Bible study, we know that we don't know everything, and that there are a lot of very skilled, thoughtful, biblical scholars out there who can add to our knowledge by the research that they have spent their lives doing.
But when you just said commentary, a lot of people who are LDS in mindset are thinking, well, yeah, aren't those the words of men?
They are the words of men. But when I read this article in the Deseret News, and I read the statements made by Russell M. Nelson, would I not also conclude that his statements are the words of a man?
And that's a good point.
Well, of course they are. My question is how do I know that Russell M. Nelson's study of the Bible is really a study to find out what the Bible is really saying, or is his study merely to try and vindicate what he already believes? And it sounds pretty clear to me by what he says in this short statement that you read that the latter was his motivation.
Wouldn't you like to know what kind of commentaries that Nelson might use when he's doing any interpretation? Does his study have good, solid commentaries, whether from a Christian viewpoint or from a Book of Mormon viewpoint? I'm going to say, though, that most of the Latter-day Saints that I run into have not studied their Bible very well. Cursory glance, they certainly study it every fourth year in the seminaries and in the Sunday schools and things like that. But I'm going to suggest to you that most Latter-day Saints do not know their Bible. They have studied it under the presupposition that Mormonism is true, and anything that can be used out of the Bible to support Mormonism is more focused on than maybe taking a look, for instance, through the New Testament and looking at what the epistles have to say, word for word, chapter for chapter. And when Latter-day Saints do read, maybe for the first time, through those books without having those rose-colored glasses on, then many of them get transformed. We know a number of former Latter-day Saints who became Christians because they read the Bible and then understood it for what the authors actually meant it to say.
You raised a good point earlier where you basically accused Russell M. Nelson of not being totally honest with this alleged unnamed Protestant minister. When he says, for instance, I think he expected me to say yes as far as it is translated correctly. Now, that would have been probably a more honest answer, but yet that's not what Nelson claims that he said.
Right.
He said, yes, especially Isaiah 29 and Ezekiel 37. Now, when a Mormon tells me that he believes every word of the Bible, I think they are treading on some very thin ice there, because we know for a fact that Joseph Smith took the Bible and he comes up with his own quote-unquote translation in 1833. Now, a Mormon might argue, well, yeah, but we don't believe he really finished that, even though Joseph Smith claimed he did in Volume 1, page 368 of the Documentary History of the Church. That's another issue. But the fact is, Joseph Smith did make alterations to the Bible. Some of those alterations were made to verses that would be probably very familiar to many people. Many times he did not make alterations to verses that we would go to when challenging Latter-day Saints. And the reasons why we don't find those changes in Joseph Smith's translation is because at that time in his life, he probably didn't believe what he believed later on. And what he believed later on is what many Mormons believe today. They don't really believe word for word, even the Book of Mormon, much less believing word for word the Bible. So I would say, you're right. I think he's being misleading. But when he says, yes, especially Isaiah 29 and Ezekiel 37, well, folks, what if his understanding of Isaiah 29 and Ezekiel 37 is inaccurate? When he says he's doing a study of the Bible, and the reason why I brought up the commentaries is because I have a hard time believing that Russell M. Nelson went to any commentary written by a non-Latter-day Saint and could still come up with the interpretation that he's going to give for these two passages, one out of Isaiah 29 and Ezekiel 37. I've read numerous commentaries from biblical scholars on these two passages, and I find that they are amazingly similar in what they say about these two passages. They don't seem to have a huge amount of contradiction here. They look at the historical aspect of what was being said by the prophet Isaiah. They look at the historical aspect of the prophet Ezekiel, and they come up with basically the same conclusion as to what Isaiah meant and what Ezekiel meant. I have never read a commentary by a non-Latter-day Saint that comes up with the conclusions that I know Russell M. Nelson has come up with. The reason I bring that up is because we would say it's very dangerous to automatically assume that someone like a Joseph Smith or any leader in the Mormon Church would have such a vast amount of knowledge on these Old Testament scriptures. But yet they give the impression that because they're a prophet or because they're an apostle, that they must have the right conclusion. But you see, that really is the giveaway. That's the tell. When a person claiming to be an apostle or a person claiming to be a prophet gets up and gives you an interpretation of any particular passage in either the Old or the New Testament, and when you look behind the veneer of their interpretation and you find out history doesn't bear out what they're saying, the context doesn't support what they're saying, and they give a wrong interpretation, wouldn't they then fall under the admonition that Paul gives to the Corinthians that these are false apostles? They are masquerading as these enlightened individuals. And what is the purpose to do that? Why does Satan have people like that around? To deceive the people.
So not only are these the teachings of men, which we talked about with the commentaries being criticized, but we're talking about the teachings of men who are deceiving people.
Exactly. Now tomorrow, after that long teaser, tomorrow we are going to look more closely at what Russell M. Nelson said, and then we're going to move into what Charles Harrell says about these passages in his book, This Is My Doctrine, The Development of Mormon Theology.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.